What would happen if we had the audacity, the courage, the boldness, and the presence to lean into our edges and to grow from our core? See, in a world shaped by yesterday's leaning into tomorrow's, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. The world has shifted, and now we find ourselves in a space-time continuum where lifestyle, business, and consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast. I'm your hostess, Lena Ski. This is a never-ending chronicle, a narrative really, designed to usher in those big bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Let's get astronomical. Let's really shift the needle into flow. Hands up and wave them around if you managed to hear the episode with Dion Chang, because there's something so incredible in what was said. This whole idea that we've still been left over in the remnants of literally another period, a culture so far and so distant and yet so removed, which feels just like home for many of us, where we live in a clock-in, clock-out culture, that we still work in factory settings, default factory settings, that we still only bring a part of ourselves to the equation. And then there's that contrast, the contrast with what we're talking about today, which would be an always-on culture. Have you noticed on social media this theme that's been coming out, which everyone wants to put their reel behind, which is an audio track saying, I'm done with working a corporate job, I'm done with working a 9-to-5, so I decided to become an entrepreneur and now I'm working 365. It's one of those many popular viral reels and audio samples that are going around TikTok, Instagram, and of course the other platforms that love and like to share, and it's definitely getting a lot of resonance. But why? Is it really true? Is that really the culture we're signing up for? There's a lot of talk about hustle. There's a lot of talk about hustling for your worth. There's a lot of almost value and premium being put into the ability to never stop, to really work, work, work. In fact, there are a lot of big names talking about this. And we're not necessarily going to drop names, but we can see this is definitely coming out of the motivational industry. Think about it. The motivational industry. Something I always thought maybe I was a part of, or at least from the inspiration side. But when we think of what the motivation industry is really doing, it's this real boot camp. It's this real shout in your face cheerleader that is always pushing you to know not only that it's possible, but that you've got to put in the blood, sweat, and tears. In fact, if you Google success quotes, or if you Google a lot of these kinds of bumper sticker mentalities that are out there, a lot of them come with this very harsh, almost fitness instructor feel of put in the work, put in the hours, burn that sweat. You don't get to take breaks. You don't get to have that thing. You need to sacrifice quite a bit. And while there may be some value in it, there is some very harsh words that is being put to it. In fact, I've had a few DM conversations with some motivational speakers or authors who are putting out content which sounds good in principle, but has this inherent sting to them, this real sense of you're not good enough, try harder, you're not worth it, you've got to push harder. And when I DM them and have this conversation about them with them, they respond going, I hear you. I totally agree. I wouldn't be caught dead saying the same things back to me. But this is what pays my bills. I've got to be a drill sergeant. I've got to be a badass. I've got to be able to push, push, push. Because the culture is lazy. The culture doesn't care. The culture does this, that, and the other. And I've got to amplify it. I've got to not sugarcoat it. I've got to really push the limits. Now, in such a sensitive culture as we find ourselves in right now, 2022, still trying to figure out COVID, at what point is too much too much? Where do we give ourselves the grace and the ability to have a bit of an off period? You know, do entrepreneurs get to take a break over Christmas? Do leaders get to have some downtime? It's almost frowned upon in this level of society that is an always on culture. And this always on culture is built on the precipice of grow, 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 more, 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 consume, consume, consume. In fact, there's nothing real motivational about it. There's no real honest sense of personal growth. It's only about being better, greater, moving up some sort of a rank or some sort of a hierarchy, which is something we see coming out of the 9-to-5 precedent and mindset, this kind of level of consciousness that has us being the perfect wife, the perfect husband, the perfect mother, the perfect father, the perfect sister, brother, child, where we literally have to almost become the best versions of ourselves. And we move through these different personas because, let's face it, if you're clocking in and clocking out, you're also clocking in and clocking out of what's allowed and what's not allowed, who you get to be in any given moment. What persona do you choose to accentuate and live out in this work, in this task, in this hour of the day that you find yourself? Where the always on culture doesn't really give precipice to any persona because you're multitasking so much, and it could be seen as, well, then you have to be everything for anyone, that you don't get to have that either niche or you don't get to have that refinement of what you bring to any given moment because you're literally always on. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was using social media for the first times, or when I moved over to Slack for the first times, and when I found the notification setting that allowed me to actually become asynchronous, I was the happiest girl in the world. I found a lot of these technologies and these notification settings literally meant that they were demanding my instant, immediate attention. I didn't get the ability to be asynchronous. I didn't get the ability to choose when I was answering my emails. My device was pretty much pushing that forward. And of course, once you realize that there are notification settings that you can set your clock in, clock out hours, in a world that's fully tectonic, in a world that's moving at the space of technology, where you now you're literally getting every notification to your watch. And maybe in an amalgamated, augmented metaverse future, you're getting it on your headset, you're getting it in your microchip, whatever that thing is that the future is going to bring. Who knows what that is going to be? But that we're constantly plugged in and monitoring, and there's no space for really downtime. There's no space for reflection. There's no space to just let what wants to be revealed be revealed. Let what wants to be evolved honestly evolve. Because when you're forcing change, you're not creating evolution. You're actually manipulating and confining the parameters of what needs to be happening. And you're constantly playing, I guess, God on those kinds of things. So in a tectonically tactile, technology-driven future that tells us to be 365, that tells us that we can be working remote at any time that is our preference, and that it's really hard to kind of find those boundaries on where we push our limits and what we actually call the kettle on and say no to. How can that be? Can we really have the floodgates open? Or will we find ourselves pulling back to more constrictions, more boundaries, more less fluidity, more need for a 9-to-5, more need for clear designations, clear tasks, clear definitions on concepts? Where is it all going? It's a very interesting conundrum that we're moving in between, especially with the remote workspace, where you're noticing we're now hiring across time zones, or people are finding a time zone that's more appropriate for them. The night owls are happy because they get to work night hours. And then this whole question of syncing and asynchronous kind of feels like it follows the gestalt or the zeitgeist of this conflict between 9-to-5 and having clear defined parameters to this always on culture where you can dip and choose and have it all within immediate gratification. What is your 2022? What has 2021 taught you about what you want to create in 2022? What are you still reacting to? What are you still responding to? What does that mean that you're actually creating? And if you could actually find that, if you could actually have that pause, that reflection, that slow me down to really, truly decide and be present to what is, what is it that you actually want to create? What is the mode, the tempo that you want to sign up for? And does it need to be defined right now up front and the floodgates in terms of what you're doing and set the pace for everything that follows? Is there room for fluidity? Is there room for boundaries up, boundaries down, playing with, being agile? These are all questions that are being sparked across so many communities, so many mediums, as we navigate the future of work, as we find depth in purpose, as we try and figure out what we want 2022 to mean and the pace at which it happens. And sometimes we feel that we don't have that power, right? We don't have the ability to command the time of these things because there's so many externals happening from 2020 to 21 to 22. And of course, there is that. But if you are in your own lane, what is it that you truly want to create for 2022? And is it going to be as clear-cut as being on 365 to really play in a 365 culture? Because that comes with its own rules, its own games, its own formula. That structure creates very different results than the 9-to-5 culture, the culture where you can be an exact role, you playing into regulation, regulating your conditions, your environment, your even nervous system, where you're getting to choose your definition of being the best in that specific field, in that specific role, in that specific persona, which you don't always have the ability to do when you're always on and you're literally being flooded and stretched in so many movable ways. If that excites you, well, we've got a whole load of conversations like this that springboard from here and a whole lot of other things lined up for 2022. Looking forward to meeting you, looking forward to walking this journey with you in this year and introducing you to some of the other key speakers that will be lining up the verse, the supernova verse, the universe of bringing purpose back into the center and knowing that, yes, it doesn't need an office space to thrive. See you on the other side.